Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
Yeah, special dedication. I'm sending this one out to you and you and you and you. I said to you.
Hey, this Miami Dolphins update is brought to you by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done. So we bring in Omar Kelly, who covers the Fins for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. But I wanted to say this. I was very, very pleased with Omar today because as you we were at the Dolphins media room today, and as you made your exit from the media room, you yell out, "Go Canes." I appreciate that from you, Omar. Glad to hear you rooting for our boys tomorrow afternoon.
You know I've been critical about the Canes for over the years, and people don't realize this, but I covered both teams for years, FSU and UM. But once you're a Cane, and I consider myself a Cane because when you're a media member, you get treated like the Canes do by your peers,
right,
and the nation. So once you've endured that, it sort of has a lasting impact on you, and you live with a chip on your shoulder. So, yes, I am excited to see that game. This is finally the year where I have no tolerance for excuses. You should win this game. You better win this game. Go out there and take care of business and end this ridiculous losing skid.
Do the Hurricanes win it, Omar? Do you have a prediction?
I think they win it. I don't think it'll be as convincing as people think it will be, but I'm going to predict something like a 28-24 victory.
I like it, and I agree that I don't expect it to be super convincing because you throw the record books out the window when it comes to a rivalry game, and it's Doak Campbell Stadium. So, yeah, listen, I would love to be cocky Canes fan today and say, oh, they got this 3 or 4 touchdowns, no problem.
Cocky Canes fan has no reason to be cocky. what reason should cocky Canes fan be cocky based on what we've seen the last decade?
There's no reason. Last 7 years, he can't beat that team. I've got to see it to believe it. I'm just going in, eyes wide open. I'm enjoying it. I'm rooting for the Canes. I am picking the Canes, but it's not going to be a blowout. But at least the Canes still have cocky fans. Are there any cocky Dolphin fans left after the last couple of weeks, Omar?
There aren't. In fact, if you were cocky, you've probably been humbled because I got to tell you, and you probably know because you're out there with me, based on what I had seen from Jay Cutler and from this offense, I had high expectations for what they were going to be able to accomplish. And that has, I've got to check my expectations at the door because it's really fallen short of not just what I expected, but fallen short of respectable. I mean, it's been disgusting. And there's nobody that they can blame but themselves.
And what do you think the course of action should be, Omar? I know they've had a full week of practice, and Cameron Wake described the mood as urgency this week. But what do you say to the Dolphin fans who call for wholesale changes? I know you wrote about this earlier today, and you're saying Dolphins must stay the course. What do you mean by that?
Oh, you know, you've spent so much time, effort, and energy building an identity, and that's really what they've had. They've had identity issues. But you spent so much time going back to April and the offseason building an identity. This isn't the time to change it or alter it now. It's still in the first quarter of the season. Maybe if we're maybe still struggling in the second quarter of the season and you're maybe, let's say, something like 2-6, then you can possibly realistically think about it. But that's just not the time. You know, the only change that I could possibly think about making realistically is probably a change at guard, putting in maybe Jesse Steen as opposed to Anthony Steen, and then change a tight end. But, you know, Anthony Fasano's been playing a significant amount of snaps already. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that benching Julius Thomas is the answer, even though nothing's really happening when Julius Thomas is in the game. But, you know, you don't need wholesale changes. Their issue has been execution and continues to be execution. If you don't have poor penalties and negative plays, you have a better chance of succeeding on third downs. And really, their struggles on third downs, which is just unbelievable, is what continues to hold this offense back.
Yeah, I know that both of us, we do not use Pro Football Focus as gospel because there's a lot that's left out in the context. But for reference, Pro Football Focus has not been a fan of Mike Pouncey over these first three games. How bad has Pouncey been? How do you assess his first three?
You know what? I initially was critical of him until I went to the game film and watched it from the coach's viewpoint. Looking at the offensive line and just reevaluating all the run plays. And then I was just like, nah, I can't sit here and blame Pouncey. This is that, you know, that's premature and inexperienced, irresponsible. So anybody who does is probably barking up the wrong tree, but you know, Pro Football Focus, let them do their thing. They're horrible at what they do in terms of the grades. But people, because nobody else does it, you know, that should be my next business. Like, Jesus Christ, you know, nobody does it, so nobody challenges them. So they can just do and say and write whatever they want. You know, the coaches who have a little bit more insight, a little bit more responsibility, they say Mike Pouncey's been the one guy who's consistently played well all throughout the season. But, you know, it is what it is with Pro Football Focus. They are good for some things. They are horrible for other things. Grades, I don't even look at them.
Omar Kelly from the South Florida Sun Sentinel is joining us here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. Now, Omar, stats-wise, the Dolphins are by far the worst in the league on converting third downs. There's like a spread of 7%.
They're by far the worst in the league at doing everything on
right? That's pretty true.
When I wrote that story for yesterday's paper, I was like, I'm not even going to bother telling you what they're the worst at in the league because they're the worst at everything.
So what needs to happen to turn some of this around, Omar? If the Dolphins are actually going to score a touchdown this weekend, what needs to happen?
Well, we talk about execution. I think it starts with the offensive line, the play in the trenches. They've got to be better in terms of creating a surge at the line of scrimmage. They've got to be better at protecting the quarterback. Maybe they need to do more max protections. I'd love to see these tight ends start to cut blocks. Passes to the back, and I'm not just talking about outlet passes, but design passes to the backs and not screens. You continue to want more. I'll give you some drags to the wide receivers. Why is Jarvis Landry just running those quick option routes? Let's run some drags and deep digs with Jarvis Landry. Start with, that's pretty much my long, extensive list of the things that I would be doing to sort of get this passing game going, this offense going. But you got to continue to run the football. Hopefully you get better surge on line scrimmage.
You know, on defense, Omar, a couple of personnel things I want to talk about. What's really going on with Byron Maxwell? How much do you know about the reports from this week that he was freelancing, he was going against coach's wishes to play press man? What happened there?
You know, I'm never one to sit there and criticize anybody's reports, but it's easy to throw people under the bus when, you know, a guy's been here. Here's my problem with that. I've always heard, known, wondered why the cornerbacks, and it's not just Byron Maxwell, play off if you're supposed to be a pressing defense, pressing man defense, and they're tremendously off all the time. Byron Maxwell, earlier in training camp, I was told, oh, he's working on something. Oh, you know, the players, they've got the opportunity to decide how far away from the wide receivers they want to play, even if they're pressing. And so I just excused it, and I didn't excuse it, but I was just like, okay, all right, well, they're supposedly on board with this. Now all of a sudden, it's translated to the season, and quarterbacks are completing 70% of their passes. That means three out of every four throws are completed.
Wow.
Now all of a sudden, opposing quarterbacks have 110 quarterback rating, and that includes Josh McCown. I said Josh McCown, and it's a major issue. These things, But now, you know, everybody knew the youth movement. Cordarius Tankersley was going to get in there. I'm surprised it's lasted as long as it has.
And he played pretty well last week.
I don't like when people say that.
Why not? Well, what's wrong with saying he played pretty well?
Like, he let, like, 7 passes get completed against him.
Well, yeah, but he was getting picked on. They knew there was a rookie back there. He only gave up 36 yards passing.
No, he gave up a touchdown. I do believe he gave up more than 36 yards passing. But I don't know what the exact number is. I'm sorry, but if you let 7 of 10 passes thrown at you get completed, that's not a very high percentage of success. And that includes a touchdown. So I'm not going to sit here and say that he played bad, but you're still allowing 75% of your passes to be completed. Quarterbacks are that Drew Brees still had over 100 quarterback rating. I can't give anybody a "you played well" grade when, you know, quarterback still has 100 passer rating against you. That it was everybody lowers the bar if and I'm not saying this is take up for Byron Maxwell, because I don't care. People know me. I don't care. But if Byron Maxwell had allowed 7 of 10 passes to be completed, people would be up and off. And a touchdown, they just like start, you know, picketing Davy facility because saying Byron Maxwell sucks and needs to be replaced. Let's not lower the bar just because he's a rookie. Because, you know, if it was Xavier Howard, I remember when people were singing his praises, and then he got tore up by Cincinnati. By AJ Green, you know, it's either good or it's bad. It's not good or bad based on what my expectation level is for you.
And last thing here, Omar, Ray Maualuga, what could he add this week?
Well, maybe because we've heard this positive talk and Ray's, you know, getting there. But they expect him to play. I'm actually writing a story in the Sun Sentinel right now about how he's finally getting on the field. And truth be told, there is no better time for him to do that, because this is a physical, just battering ram of the offensive line and a running game. They're allowing, averaging 5 yards per carry. They're averaging 138 rushing yards per game. And on top of that, they probably won't have their starting quarterback. So you know they're going to put a heavy emphasis on the run. Mike Hall, who has a shoulder injury, he's decent, but he's not an NFL starter. He's just filling in. And finally, you have a guy who is, if he's in shape, if he's healthy, if he's can play 40 snaps in South Florida's heat humidity, you have a guy who should be able to help you from a defensive standpoint.
Great stuff here as always from Omar Kelly, brought to you by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done. Follow him on Twitter at Omar Kelly and check out his work in the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Omar, thank you so much for the time, my friend.
All right, Donna.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.